Good morning and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in central Cardiff. It's Pentecost Sunday and my name is Sarah and I'm the vicar here at St John's. As ever, you might like to post your name and your location on Facebook or YouTube, and if you do that, you'll become a visible sign of your presence here with us this morning. Once again, a very special welcome to you if you're listening to us on our phone line service. So welcome to Dorothy, welcome to Olwena, welcome to Norma, Bibi, Iris and Troy, hello to Ruthie and to Gerald and Susan. Let us know if you listen to us down the phone, and if you do let us know, we'll welcome you by name as well next week. Today's service will last around 15 minutes, and we do hope that you will enjoy being part of St John's community. In this service, we'll be asking whether Pentecost has any impact on our own lives today. It's good to have you with us, wherever you're from, whoever you are. You're welcome here. Now, if you can, please do stay right to the end of this service. We've got some exciting news of a guest preacher for next Sunday. And we also have news of one of our long-serving members of St John's. So who do we have online here this morning? Flavia, hi, good morning to you. Vanessa and Keith, yes indeed, it's lovely to be together on this glorious Sunday morning. Claire and her family and Chris in Roos, Borodar to you. Ian and Adele in Leckwith, Croeso, welcome. Georgie and Sylvia, welcome. Lorna, Peggy, Laura, Borodar, Ruth. Catherine, Lottie, hello to you, Lottie. Richard, welcome as ever. Ollie, Freya and Mark, lovely to have you with us again this morning. Julie, good morning. It is indeed a sunny day. Julie in Gloucestershire. Janie, good morning to you. Georgia, hello. Lovely that you could be with us. Stephen, good morning to you. I hope you are well. Bob and Mary, welcome to you. Bob is our tower captain at St. John's. Ben, good morning, Borodar. Louise, hello and welcome to you joining us from Yorkshire. Hope it's sunnier than it was last week. St. Illtyd's Church, Chris, hello, our good friends there. Lovely to have you with us. Bipin, Borodar, good morning. Tayo, Will and Louise, Peter, good morning to you. And Mary from sunny Somerset. Mary, lovely to have you with us this morning. John, who gave us his favourite hymn this week. So welcome to you from France. And from Ross and Wye, good morning to you, Cindy and John. Lovely to see you here. And from Surrey, Raina, hello, welcome, Croeso. It's very lovely to have you with us. So we do come together to hear of God's word, and we come together to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We may be dispersed in several countries and counties, but we are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. So let us remember the times when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus and to ask for God's forgiveness for our sins. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This morning's collect is read to us by Lorna.
The Collect for Pentecost. God, who at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort, through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and
when the day of Pentecost.
I pressed the wrong button there. I'm sorry about that. You missed the amen from Lorna and the collect. I will do better, I promise. Amanda says, good morning. It's beautiful here in Cwmbran. It's always beautiful in Cwmbran. And welcome to Andrew as well. Having recovered from pressing the wrong button, this morning's reading is from chapter 2 of the Acts of the Apostles. And it's read for us by Ruth and first by Quentin.
When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine."
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Today we celebrate Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the first disciples. They'd been apprehensive,
but they were transformed by the Holy Spirit into people of courage, and they managed to speak to the people of their time and tell them how much God loved them. But I want to ask us a question. Do we really expect anything of God today? Do you expect the Holy Spirit to use you to show God's love in the world? I sometimes think that we celebrate Pentecost for a couple of hours each year. We go to church and it's Pentecost, and we go home and it's almost as if nothing has changed. But it has. Pentecost has happened. God's Spirit has been poured out on this world, and it's up to us to take the next step. We need to ask God into our hearts to invite the Holy Spirit to use us to share God's love with the world. And so I wonder, can we communicate to the people of our day just how much God loves them? Can we discern God's plan for the world? Can we dream dreams and share the vision with those people most in need of it? We live in a world where a lot of people are looking for meaning, and yet they might be thinking that God will be angry at them for things they've done or haven't done in their life. And it's up to us to show them the possibilities of new life in Christ, to show them what might be possible, and to invite them into a relationship with God. Now, this takes some courage. So let's do it together. You, me, and the St. John's community. Let's ask God now to enter into our hearts and to use us to minister in his world. We'll do it together. You, me, and the Holy Spirit.
And so we come now to our time of prayer and intercession. You know by now probably that we are a prayerful community. And if you have anything or anyone on your heart that you'd like us to pray for this morning, do send us a message now via YouTube or Facebook. And if you do that, we'll attempt to pray for you and your concern in real time. Here's some members of our community assuring us of their prayers.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
Hi, I'm Renda. I'll pray for you.
Hi, I'm Lorna. I'm the assistant curator, St. John's. And just to say, I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Nina, and today I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Emma, and I will pray for you.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. And keeping with our theme of Pentecost and the Spirit, you might even like to hold your hands out now to God as we pray earnestly with the cries of our hearts. God of love, we bring before you the peoples of this world in all our diversity, rich and poor, old and young, well and unwell, happy and worried. We know of your great love for us, and yet we fail to show that love to everyone. as you breathe life into each one of us. As you breathed your spirit upon your first disciples, help us to transform the unjust structures of society which keep our brothers and sisters in poverty and oppression. As you breathe your spirit on us today, give us strength to stand with those who cannot breathe, whose lives are choked by violence, discrimination, and hatred. Help us to challenge violence wherever it is found, to speak truth to power, and to pursue peace and reconciliation. Amen. Vanessa asks us to remember Barbara Whittingham, who died this week, and we pray for her family and for all who mourn for those whom they love. We pray for George Floyd's family, of course, and for all the people involved in those events in the United States. We pray for the end of systematic racism. Janie asks us to pray for Cynthia. So we remember her. She was buried this week, and we remember and pray for all those who will mourn for her. We pray for Mary, whose son died from cancer this week. We hold Simon and Caroline, Janet and Kirsty and Dennis in our prayers, as Laura asks. We commit ourselves to God. We ask for God's Spirit to be in our hearts and in our lives. We ask for God's energy to be God's presence in this world. And so, we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional form. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. And let us pray for the whole of this week that God's Spirit will infuse and energize us, and that we may take that love into the world. Hello, Bjorn. Thank you for joining us. It's lovely to have you here. Karen, good morning from Ross on Wye. And Anne Borodar, I think none of you got a mention at the start of the service. If you've enjoyed being with us, please do tell a friend and invite them to see the service. So thank you for Lottie and for Laura, and to all of you who have shared or tweeted about our services. And thank you to Louise for your tweet as well. Here's God's blessing for us all. May the Spirit who hovered over the waters when the world was created breathe into you the life the Spirit gives. May the Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin when the Eternal Son came among us make you joyful in the service of the Lord. May the Spirit who set the church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Well, next Sunday is Trinity Sunday, and I'm excited to tell you that I've asked the Reverend Dr. Jordan Hillibert to give the address for us. Now, Jordan is a tutor in theology and tutor in residence at St. Paddon's Institute, which is where the clergy and readers of the Church in Wales are trained. He's an honorary lecturer in theology at Cardiff University. He's the editor of T&T Clark's companion to Henri de Lubeck, the French Jesuit priest, who is regarded as one of the most influential theologians of the 20th century. So do be sure to join us next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock or to listen to it on catch up. Now, many of you are fond of hearing the bells from St. John's. Our intro video, which we play 2 minutes before the start of each service, starts with the sound of the bells of St. John's. For 15 years, Bob Hardy has been our tower captain. He's looked after the bells and the ringers. He's liaised with bands who wish to come and visit and ring the bells. He's rung for weddings, funerals, and civic occasions. And he's been a good friend to St. John's in the widest possible sense. He was our webmaster until recently, and he gave me welcome advice about our website and connections in Wales when I took up my post here 18 months ago. Now, Bob has decided to retire from being tower captain, though we hope he will still be involved with St. John's and with the tower. And so our end video this morning features a few photos of Bob with the ropes, with Mary, and with members of St. John's. Thank you, Bob, for your contribution to the life of St. John's and to the diocese and to our city. We appreciate you. So, friends, brothers and sisters, today we have remembered the coming of God's power on the disciples, and we invite that same Spirit to drive us out into the world. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Jew bendithiog hi.